Peter, very good to see you. Welcome back, everyone. We are digging into the headlines again. As you've probably already heard, interest rates are staying high for now, but we're going to talk through how to make them work in your favor. So for several months now, Peter, the Fed has decided to leave interest rates unchanged. For the most part, this isn't great news for borrowers, but it may be good news for savers. So I want to start by asking, how can retirees and pre-retirees leverage these high interest rates to their advantage? What should they be considering when it comes to savings and investments?
Yeah, interest rates always have two sides to balance, and it depends on whether you are borrowing money or saving or investing money, right? Well, the Fed at the beginning of 2023 had predicted that into 2024, we would see interest rates coming back down from how they raised them in back in 2022. And so the expectation was always there that they would have three interest rate cuts in 2024, except that inflation stuck around much longer than they anticipated. And so now they're saying, well, maybe two and maybe later in the year, and certainly not the significant cuts that they were anticipating. They sort of had forecast trying to get back down into the 3% type of core interest rate. And I think now they're looking more at the low fours, hopefully. And we have had these higher interest rates linger for longer because inflation has lingered for longer. And we've had a couple months where the inflation surprisingly popped back up, which they did not like and did not anticipate. And the core interest rate is their weapon to try to control inflation. And generally, if inflation spikes, they'll bring the interest rates up, try to limit the monetary supply, how quick money is being borrowed or accessed or moving, to try to bring down that inflation rate. And vice versa, if we see the market have a major correction, lowering interest rates is one of the Fed's core tools to try to stimulate the economy. Mm-hmm. But as far as an individual, right, that's macro financial monetary policy. But as far as the individual is concerned, yes, if we are a saver, we absolutely can benefit from these higher interest rates. But we have to keep in mind that money is a terrible multitasker. So money can do one of four things. It can grow, it can be safe, it can be liquid, or it can provide an income. And generally, where we are looking at interest rates, the top priority is safety and liquidity. And that's why we would be satisfied just having an interest rate rather than the potential growth of the market. Well, where safety and liquidity are a priority, if we want to get a little higher interest rate, typically we would have to sacrifice some of that liquidity. In other words, under usual circumstances, a 6-month CD does not pay as much as a 12-month CD or an 18-month or a 3 or a 5 year. We are now seeing, if you go into your bank, look at the bulletin board, that the 6-month and the 12-month CDs are actually at a higher rate than the 3 and the 5 year CDs. And that's what's known as an inverted yield curve. And it is sort of considered as one of the ominous warning signs of what may be to come in the economy. And I've heard less and less talk about this as the Fed has said, oh, no, we did this right and we're going to have the soft landing. But the potential for a recession is always out there into the future. And the inverted yield curve is one of the things that economists look at that say, hey, this may be coming at some point in time. And I think that's part of why the Fed has left those interest rates higher, because they want a weapon to lower those rates if and when some kind of economic headwinds do come about. So again, for the individual retiree, we have to consider when we're going to need the money. And Aaron, we've talked about this bucketed approach to retirement planning and how long is it going to be until you need your investments. We've talked about it in the 1 to 5 year, 5 to 10 year, and 10 year plus kind of buckets, and said, hey, the risk money really should be 10 year plus. But even in that 1 to 5 year kind of time frame, like, we can subdivide and sub bucket that money. If we absolutely are going to need the money in the next 6 months, then leave it liquid, and maybe some money market funds or high yield savings type of accounts may be an appropriate solution. But if we can dedicate the money that we know we're not going to need it for 6 months or 12 months or 18 or 3 or 5 years, then we can begin to look at positions that can lock in these now available higher interest rates for a longer period of time. There's always two sides to locking in money, right? Is one, that you lock in the accessibility to it. But number two is that you lock in the interest rate. So if we do get into something that is 3 or 5 year, for instance, like a 3 or 5 year annuity, or maybe even a treasury, then we have locked in the interest rates for that period of time as well. And we don't have to worry if the Fed comes around later in the year and does in fact cut interest rates on the money market accounts, on the high yield savings accounts, on anything that is liquid. If and when the Fed does that, you will see the interest rate you're earning adjust. But if you lock in for a 12-month CD or a 3 or 5 year annuity, then you've locked in the interest rate for that period of time as well. So that's certainly something to look at and consider if you don't want to take risk with your money, if you are satisfied with interest rates, but you'd like to keep these interest rates for a little longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. So that was very macro, but we started to get into the specifics at the end of your answer there. What specific products are good considerations right now in this high interest rate environment? I know you just mentioned annuities quickly. They are still seeing record sales that they haven't seen in decades.
Well, because they're seeing record interest rates and record payout rates. So, you know, for years, the financial industry has used this 4% rule for talking about how to predict how much cash flow to take from your portfolio. And for years, they've said that yes, 4% is suggested, but there's still also still some likelihood, some probability. We've tried to minimize it with this 4% rule, but there is still some potential that it fails you and you run out of money in retirement. Well, with annuities right now, we are seeing in certain cases where you can get a 5, a 6, even a 7% cash flow rate that is guaranteed to last for your lifetime. Right. So removing that probability out of it, as long as you're dealing with a well rated and strong and stable insurance company that is going to be there for the long haul, these payout rates are significant. It means that either you can get much more income in retirement, or it takes much less money to generate the same kind of income for you in retirement. And so, yeah, the record sales are a byproduct of the very attractive rates that annuities are offering on both interest rates for growth for a period of time, or the payouts if you want to take an income over a lifetime. And going from a 4 to a 6% cash flow, that's not 2% more money. That is the cash flow from the lump sum generating 50% more income for you each and every year throughout retirement. So that is a big factor in the reason why we're seeing those sales. But again, it's a byproduct of the attractive interest rate environment that we're currently in. It's a great time to look at those and lock those payouts in.
Exactly. Yep, cool. So, you know, I know you speak with a lot of retirees. How are you counseling them if they want to make a big purchase right now? Should they make a big purchase if they can buy it in cash, but then, of course, not go into debt? And then how are you helping people distinguish now between good debt and bad debt?
Well, I think buying with cash is always a more attractive method than doing anything on debt. Now, there has been this kind of debate of good debt and bad debt. I don't really love any kind of debt. I think that there is some debt that is better than other debt. For instance, most people don't have the money to plop down and buy a home outright without a mortgage, right? At least not for the first several homes that they are going to buy over the course of their lifetime. So that's a natural part of our financial progress. And homes are generally considered to be better debt, mortgages, than say automobiles or credit cards or most anything else, because a home appreciates in value over time, generally. Over the course of a mortgage, oftentimes, the amount that you borrow plus all of the interest, the total sum of all of the payments that you will make over the course of that 15 or 20 or 30 year mortgage, when you add them all up, But then you look at the appreciation of the home over that same period of time. Oftentimes, you still end up with more equity than the sum total of all the payments that you have made, even including the interest rate. But that can't be said for automobiles or credit cards, right? With credit cards, generally, there's not even usually an asset there. We're just buying kind of daily things as we go. And those interest rates are incredibly high. Mm-hmm. But with automobiles, interest rates are higher than they were just a few years ago, but they're still reasonably attractive, except for the fact that an automobile loses, you know, 20, 25% of its value the first time that a private owner takes it onto a city street and then continues to depreciate over time. So certainly by the time you pay it off, the asset is not worth near what you've paid into it. So yeah, I would say it is a great time to make purchases with cash, even real estate, if you've got that ability, because when those interest rates do eventually begin to fall, then you are better positioned if it is an investment piece of real estate to benefit the most from that, because mm-hmm. there probably will be, you know, a flurry of activity in the home buying and financing area. And if you've got an asset paid for in cash, you can stand in a really strong position. So
right. Yeah. A lot to consider, Peter, especially for our pre-retirees and retirees. If somebody would like to sit down with you to learn more about how they can take advantage of these high interest rates, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call, 919-300-5886, 919-300-5886. By the way, Aaron, you know, with the interest rates where they are, just kind of an afterthought here, I am talking with a lot of people about the wisdom of paying off the house early or even making extra payments on the house versus doing something else with that money, maybe taking advantage of these higher interest rates. We did an episode on that not too terribly long ago that's dedicated to that question, but it is a good question to sort of crunch the numbers on depending on where you're at in your mortgage. And I've also recently dealt with a couple people that had a bigger lump sum and were talking about making some kind of chunk payment on a mortgage. And we actually worked with them to help them not refinance the remaining balance, but recast the mortgage, keeping the current interest rate that they had when they financed several years ago, a rate that was in the twos, not having to actually refinance to today's rate, but they were able to get their payments monthly substantially lowered to help their cash flow and budgeting situation. So a lot of different possibilities there. But if you want to talk through any kind of financial consideration, yes, please give us a call at Rashan Planning, 919-300-5886, 919-300-5886. A conversation is always free of charge, and there's no cost, no obligation for an initial consultation and review, deep dive into your finances, and we'll help you put together that optimized retirement plan.
Great. Peter, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey everyone, Peter Rashan here. Hope you enjoy the content. As always, make sure that you like, subscribe, share the videos with others that may find this information helpful. And as always, you're welcome to be in touch or to submit questions or comments. You can comment below the video anything that you'd like to see or hear shared on our YouTube channel and in future videos. If you got a topic that you've been thinking about or is of concern for you financially, be sure to let us know. We'd love to help you by discussing it on the channel. So appreciate the continued views and the likes and the subscribes, the shares, the comments, always helpful. We look forward to getting you the information that you need.
This has been Planning Matters Radio.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. You are encouraged to seek investment, tax, or legal advice from an independent professional advisor. Any investments and or investment strategies mentioned involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, a registered investment advisor.
Fiduciary duty extends solely to investment advisory advice and does not extend to other activities such as insurance or broker-dealer services. Advisory clients are charged a quarterly fee for assets under management, while insurance products pay a commission, which may result in a conflict of interest regarding compensation.